I feel. Man is record number 9. Azaman.
Cold, walking around the city. From the window of the laboratory, all I can see are unfamiliar trees, unfamiliar grass, unfamiliar horse carriages, unfamiliar suits, and unfamiliar ties, all rubbing up against me. As cold as the howl of the evening winds is as cold as the bread and cheese served at the teacher's party, is as cold as the power looms in the Sackville Street building, is as cold as my hands, is as cold as my father's body when he died 20 days after I left home. And I wait, patiently, for spring. My hands shake as I continue to take notes in the cold classroom. A train passes, and the windows shake with my hands, out of sync. Dissonance, it must be. Please, the celestial, help me. Help me to help myself. Yet, the cold keeps following me. It trails me from the laboratory to the classroom, to the library, to the store, to Sampar's lodging, to my lodging, through the front door, to the salon, to the kitchen, to my attic room. And my dreams and worries lurk in the rear, falling behind at times and catching up at others, always slow and lingering. And maybe, just maybe, they will come and defend me in case the cold swallows me. This, A, the, an, I keep forgetting them when I speak in English. This, the professor told me this morning, as he knitted his eyebrows again. Nothing needs to be so determined in Chinese. This yarn, that yarn, a yarn, many yarn. I look at the spinning jenny, and it is connected to the metal castings, and how that is connected to the power loom. But you might only see them as independent entities. My last day in England, the newspaper headline reads, limitation of Chinese immigrants to tonnage to be increased to 1 for every 500 tons. We are mistaken for cargo. I walk, I stumble. The dark does not reveal the horse manure on the way. The mills offer little consolation. The smells and the particles do not only line my lungs, but sometimes seep through my pores.